It is now time for the Bible Answers program, in which we present a frank and earnest discussion of Bible truths in an endeavor to answer your questions. Our subject for this program is How God Answers Prayer. The only hope for this fear-filled world is to be found in the promises of God's Word. You some questions regarding prayer. How about the mother who wanted her child to live, and yet the child died? Then think of war. Millions of people find themselves caught in the whirlpool of war. They pray for peace, but peace is not easily obtained. Why does God not answer all prayers for peace? But first, this program comes to you through the Dawn Bible Students Association, publishers of the Dawn magazine in cooperation with local Bible study classes, and by the many friends of Frank and Ernest everywhere. Certainly it would appear that God answers some prayers, and some prayers he does not. So my first question, Ed, does God show partiality in answering prayer?
No, I don't think that's a solution. The Bible tells us that God is no respecter of persons. No, Russell, there must be another reason why God answers some prayers and does not answer others. The desire to pray is the expression of a realization that we need help from a source outside of and higher than ourselves.
I like that thought. It appeals to me. But, Ed, that still does not answer my original question as to why God answers some prayers and does not answer others.
Russell, we find the answer to that question when we discover the divine purpose of prayer. Even in Jesus' day, you know, there were many prayers which went unanswered. Jesus condemned the scribes and Pharisees for their method of praying. They prayed to be seen and heard of men.
You are saying that there are proper and improper ways of praying. And I am wondering if we might not go a step further and conclude that there are some things for which we have the privilege of praying and other things for which we have no privilege to pray.
I think so, Russell. And that raises the question again as to what the divine purpose is in granting us humans the privilege of prayer. In the Bible, we have various types of prayer, and taking these as a whole, we get rather a comprehensive viewpoint of the sort of prayers to which God gives attention. Foremost among these are prayers of thanksgiving. God is undoubtedly pleased when we recognize Him to be the source of all our blessings and lift up our hearts and voices to Him in thanksgiving.
And, Ed, don't the Scriptures also encourage God's people to go to Him in prayer, to seek His forgiveness for their sins and so forth?
That's right, Russell. This is referred to as going to the throne of heavenly grace.
But what about all the other things for which people pray? Some, as you know, pray for health. Some pray for wealth or money. Some pray for protection while on a journey. Would you say that a mother's prayer for the safety of a boy at war is ignored by God? That such prayers are never answered? Or that prayers for peace are never answered?
No, Russell, far from it. But to get right down to the heart of your question, let me put it this way. God has a fixed plan in keeping with which He is dealing with us. God is not looking to you or to me or to the nations, not even the United Nations, for advice as to how to run the universe. Yes, indeed, Russell, God might well answer Mother's prayer for the safety of her boy. God at times undoubtedly has brought wars to a close in answer to a prayer, but not because he learned from our prayers that he should do these things, but because our prayers were in harmony with what he had already designed in the outworking of his plan.
Thank you for that approach, Ed. But what about that well-known expression, prayer changes things? Would you say it is a true statement or false?
Well, from one standpoint, it is undoubtedly true. Prayer changes the attitude of the one who prays, but prayer does not change God's plans or designs. On the other hand, there may be certain blessings which God wants us to have and enjoy, but withholds them until we realize our need and go to him in prayer, requesting them.
Is there any general rule by which we might be guided in the matter of what we should pray for?
Yes, there are various qualifications. The Apostle James suggests one. He wrote, "Ye ask and receive not because ye ask amiss." And then he explains why, saying, "Because ye think to consume it on your lusts." In more up-to-date language, James simply says that the prayers which go unanswered are selfish prayers, requests for those things which, if received, would serve no purpose except to satisfy our own selfish desires. God does not answer prayers of this sort.
Ed, that raises a question as to whether, for example, a mother's prayer for the well-being of her child is a selfish prayer.
Well, that's a good question, Russell. I think it's quite understandable that a mother should pray for her child. It is also to be expected that those who are suffering should ask to be relieved of their pain. The vast majority of people want peace, and we can understand why they pray for peace. We all hate war.
But many times, Ed, such prayers are not answered.
Very true, that's right. And for the reason, as I said before, that another qualification for having our prayers answered is that they must be in harmony with God's will. Is it all important in the outworking of God's plan that a certain individual should regain his health? We must leave this question in the hands of the Lord. And yet, Russell, from another standpoint, all prayers of this kind will eventually receive a favorable answer and in a manner fully in harmony with the divine will of God.
Now, just what do you mean by that, Ed?
Well, let me put it another way. The Lord has told us how to pray for health and for peace in a manner which assures us of a favorable answer.
Do you mean that in the Bible the Lord has given us a formula for effective praying?
Indeed he has. It is found in what is commonly referred to as the Lord's Prayer.
You mean the prayer that says, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, even as it is in heaven." How does this prayer tell us of the blessings for which we are privileged to ask?
That question is answered in the prayer itself. First, notice the opening request. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, even as it is in heaven. Russell, the answer to that prayer will at the same time be the answer to every prayer for health and peace and protection that has ever been offered, and the answer will come in God's own way.
Ed, I'm not sure that I follow you in that explanation.
Well, you see, God has not been unmindful of the world's suffering. In his love, he gave his Son to redeem the world from death. And he has planned for his Son to establish a divine rulership over the earth, his kingdom. The purpose of this kingdom will be to restore the divine will throughout the earth. All the evils which afflict humanity are contrary to his will. He has been very sympathetic toward those who have prayed that these be abolished, and all the while has been making preparation for Christ to establish his kingdom for this very purpose.
I get the point now, all right, and thank you. When we pray, "Thy kingdom come," We are asking God to abolish all the evils of earth in His own way and time, and because it is His way, our prayers will be answered. Very good. Thank you. Now, my next question is...
Wait, I'm sorry, Russell. The time's up now. However, many questions in connection with the prayer are answered in the little book, Does God Answer Prayer? All our listeners are welcome to a free copy. Russell, will you tell our audience about the little book, Does God Answer Prayer?
Yes, Ed, I'll be glad to. Friends, what could be more important than to get better acquainted with the subject of prayer? How can we be sure that our prayers will be answered? What did Jesus mean when He said that we can ask what we will and it will be granted to us? When will all prayers for peace be answered? Do you know that the dead will be raised from death in response to prayer? These are but examples of the important questions you will find answered in Does God Answer Prayer? So right now, for your free copy, simply ask for the book on prayer. Address your request to Frank and Ernest, Box 60, General Post Office, New York City. The address again, Frank and Ernest, Box 60, General Post Office, New York City. Ask for the book on prayer, and it will be sent to you free through the mail.
Send for your free booklet today. Mail your request to Frank and Ernest, Post Office Box 60, New York, New York, 10116. To repeat, mail your request to Frank and Ernest, P.O. Box 60, New York, New York, 10116. Or call this toll-free number, 1-800-234-DAWN. That's 1-800-234-DAWN. The booklet will be sent to you free and without obligation. This program is brought to you each week by the Dawn Bible Students Association in cooperation with local Bible study groups and by the many friends of Frank and Ernest everywhere. To repeat, call toll-free the following number, 1-800-234-DAWN. That is 1-800-234-DAWN to receive without obligation the free booklet offered. Please include the call letters of this station with your request. Ask your friends to listen to our program, won't you please? And now, goodbye, and may God bless you.